I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The latest twist in Alabama's same-sex marriage controversy has drawn a quick response from the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that probate judges have to stop issuing marriage licenses for same-sex couples. The state's probate judges will be required to adhere to Alabama law defining marriages strictly between a man and a woman, even though a federal district court declared that law unconstitutional in late January. Richard Cohen is the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He says he's disappointed in the court's ruling.
You know, we're about to celebrate another civil rights milestone, the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And Alabama officials were adamantly opposed. And I just think it's a shame for Alabama, on the eve of such an important anniversary, to find itself on the wrong side of history again.
All confusion is expected to be cleared up when the U.S. Supreme Court takes up same-sex marriage later this year. They're expected to rule nationally on that issue in June. Alabama's one step closer to establishing charter schools in the state. The Senate Education and Youth Affairs Committee approved a charter school bill after public hearing yesterday morning. The committee did strike some language from that bill. Opponents thought the original measure might have allowed completely online schools to be established. The bill will allow for 10 new charter schools to be established in Alabama each year. It'll also let school districts convert an unlimited number of existing schools to charter status. Supporters say the schools will allow for more students an opportunity and innovation, but opponents are questioning the school's accountability and whether they'll funnel even more money away from already struggling public schools. Senate President Del Marsh says the bill could head to the Senate floor for a vote as early as next week. An organization in Alabama is raising money to feed over 1,300 children who go hungry through food insecurity. APR student reporter Kristen Feit has more.
Alabama Childhood Food Solutions is holding its annual banquet and auction today as a part of its third anniversary celebration. The proceeds from the event will go towards delivering backpacks of food to children in Shelby, Talladega, and Coosa counties. Jim Jones is the co-director of Alabama Childhood Food Solutions. He says that children with adequate diets are more likely to be motivated in school and to be successful in the future.
Our goal is to change a generation of children into viable, economically secure adults and encourage them to get the educations that are needed to sustain themselves as adults.
The auction and banquet will begin tonight at 6 p.m. and is available to the public with purchase of a ticket. For APR News, I'm Kristen Feit.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham is about to launch a pair of studies to determine the effectiveness of using a marijuana derivative to treat seizures. UAB officials say 50 adults and 50 children will be enrolled in those studies. Now your forecast.
Freezing rain expected this morning into this afternoon for areas near north of Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. To the south, all rain. Temperatures topping out in the 30s today. Overnight tonight, clear and cold. Lows back at the 20s, upper teens for North Alabama. As for Friday, temperatures topping out in the upper 40s to near 50. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.